Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf, using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
Good morning from the WVIK newsroom in the Quad Cities. I'm Joseph Leahy. A bill advancing in the Iowa legislature would allow the use of psilocybin, a psychedelic compound found in some mushrooms, to treat conditions like post-traumatic stress disorder. The Iowa House overwhelmingly approved the measure Monday that would require psilocybin treatments be done in controlled clinical settings with a licensed medical provider. The bill also sets up a process for licensing facilities to grow psychedelic mushrooms. A new board would also determine what conditions could be treated with the compound. Republican Representative John Wills of Spirit Lake says there's already evidence that psilocybin is effective for treating PTSD.
Let's give these veterans who are screaming for something, they want something, they don't have any other option except to be on mind-altering, mood-altering drugs for the rest of their life. Let's give them the opportunity.
The bill passed 84-6 and now heads to the Senate for consideration. Iowa Republican State Senator Mike Busolo says that he's now exploring a run for governor. He's the first to announce a potential campaign since Governor Kim Reynolds said last week she won't run for re-election in 2026. Former State Representative Brad Sherman had already announced that he's seeking the GOP nomination. Busolo has represented Ankeny in the Iowa Senate since 2023, and he served in the Iowa House for 2 years before that. Busolo worked as state budget director under Governor Reynolds and as chief of staff to former Governor Terry Branstad. The Catholic Diocese of Peoria Bishop Louis Tilke says Pope Francis's legacy is built on compassion and mercy. Tilke says the first non-European to hold the title in more than a millennium was not afraid to encounter differences in gender, sexual orientation, or migrant status.
You can come at those situations with saying, well, you're not who God wants you to be. Or you start by saying, God loves you for who you are, and now let's work and grow together to discover more on how it is that we can live our life for the Lord.
He says Francis did not waver significantly from his predecessors on issues like abortion and women in the priesthood. Tilke says a memorial mass is planned for next Monday at 7 p.m. at the Cathedral of St. Mary in Peoria. The Trump administration's recent funding cuts at the Institute of Museum and Library Sciences is impacting operations at the National Mississippi River Museum and Aquarium in Dubuque. President and CEO Kurt Strand says the museum lost about $31,000 in remaining grant funding intended to craft its next 20-year master plan.
Having an interpretive master plan really is that guide for all of our staff, from anybody from a front office staff to an educator to somebody creating a school program to the people who create our signs to marketing, et cetera, and development. And it does provide this consistency in messaging.
Strand says the museum's master plan will still be completed, but it might need to pull funding from other areas of its budget. Rock Island High School's weapon detection system went off on Monday morning after a student brought a loaded gun to school. Staff confiscated the weapon without incident before Rock Island police detained the 17-year-old. The student faces charges for aggravated unlawful use of a weapon and unlawful possession of firearms and firearm ammunition by a person under 18. The case remains under investigation, and anyone with information should contact the Rock Island Police Department or Crime Stoppers. The city of Moline is honoring its late former mayor, Stan Leach, with a tree planting memorial today. The ceremony starts at 3 p.m. at the Moline Public Library. Leach held office from 1993 to 2005, making history as Moline's first mayor elected to three consecutive terms. He graduated from Moline High School and held degrees from Illinois State University and Western Illinois University. Stan Leach died last week at 90 years old. This is WVIK News.